Hi, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Amanda, and this is the Pursuit of Badassery, the podcast.
This podcast is all about taking action and creating that badass business abundance and life that you want.
Where we share stories, laughs, wins, and epic fails to show you the whole picture of the entrepreneurial journey.
It's not just unicorns and rainbows, people.
Jump on and follow us through this raw and witty roller coaster.
Where we get down and dirty and go behind the scenes of life and entrepreneurship.
Get on it.
Get over it.
And get after it.
Hey, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Amanda. Welcome to the Pursuit of Badassery, the podcast. It's the dynamic duo back again and excited to talk to you as usual.
Yes, we are. We are. And this is one of our favorite topics. They all are. But this one's extra special to our heart. How to amplify your badassery. Why is it special to us, Amanda?
First of all, that's the coolest name ever. Next to the pursuit of badassery, badass amplifier is probably the second coolest term. However, we started a program in January. Well, it started much further earlier than January, but it came to fruition in January. It's called our Badass Amplifier Group Coaching Accelerator Program, and I am in love with it. It is a mouthful. That's okay. I get excited about lots of things that included. And I love it because it's really exactly the kind of group coaching program I wish that I had known about or had access to when I was an entrepreneur, because it just didn't exist when I started out as an entrepreneur. And now there's just so many different millions of different coaching programs. And I'm not trying to throw shade at other programs, but I really love our program. I love the way it has come together. I love the people we have in it. I love the content we're putting out. And I love the changes we're seeing. Oh, I love that.
Yes, I agree. And for those of you who want to learn more, go to badassamplifier.com. If you haven't seen it, post it on our social media. This podcast is not necessarily to promote the accelerator. However, we are going to talk about amplifying your badassery and what that means. But just to like wrap up what Amanda said, it is so much more than a group coaching program. Amanda and I took all the things that we loved and that we didn't like so much out of other programs that we've personally belonged to, that some of our clients have belonged to, that high level, high roller producers have belonged to. And we really compiled an accelerator. This is for those that actually want to get shit done and not for those that are okay with mediocrity or status quo or not willing to put in the work. And so it is so much more than a group coaching program. It's really incredible. But go to Badass Amplifier and learn more. So about amplifying your badassery. Yes.
Which I feel really covers more than just business. Let's be honest. It does.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
Badassery in general is not just a word that we made up and trademarked and put in the world. It is a state of mind. It's like who you are. It's part of how you run your life and how you go about your day to day, whether that's business or personal.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're all about actions and like to-dos. And so what I would say is like, have you defined, we know that it is our word, but if badassery sits with you, like I would take a moment, pause this podcast and maybe just do a quick data dump of what being in your badassery means, right? So I know it doesn't translate to some countries. Actually, here in Thailand, I was like, yeah, this is the name. They're like, oh, that's cool. What does that mean? Those that are a bit more English speaking native, they find it cool, but they're like, yeah, that's not going to translate here. But badassery is just like being your bad self in all the good ways, like living up to the fullest of whatever that is for you, to just be all encompassing of all of you and all you're destined to be. It is kind of like my definition as well. But I would definitely say like, pause here and like do a data dump. What would that look like if you were living in all of your glory, all of your badassery? What would that look like, business and personal? And I would start there.
Yeah, it's almost like a data dump vision board of your badassery. I mean, there's so many things that I have found that this concept of badassery have leaked into other parts of my life. And I know this sounds really almost cliche and almost just sad, really. However, sometimes when I'm struggling with saying no to things because I sort of want to do them, or I feel obligated to do them, or I've a lot of times it's feeling obligated because of like a past relationship, business or personal, where I just feel like, oh, I need to hold on to this for whatever in my brain reason there is. But I think about that word badassery. I'm like, would a badass do this? Like, it's almost like that Dwight Schrute quote from The Office. For those of you who watch the TV show The Office, like, the best advice I've ever had, I think, would an idiot do this? And if an idiot would, I would not do it. And it's the same thing. Like, if a badass person wouldn't do this thing, if badassery wouldn't describe this endeavor, I'm not going to do it. And I think that's where I've moved into shifted my mindset around how I do business and how I take on new challenges within my business and within my personal life. I'm like, is this really on brand? And I'm not trying to say that we only live in our brand of badassery. However, I really feel like that's part of who I am now. So if it's not steeped in badassery, I don't want to do it. Steeped in badassery.
Oh, steeped in all the good ways, all the crevices. You know, when you were talking about that, it reminded me of when I was director of BNI, and I had my chapter that I was a personal member of. So obviously I was closest with them because I was in that community for so long, for almost 10 years. I mean, I was in one other chapter for the first like year and a half before I moved across the island, but they had this saying, like, what would Lynn do? Kind of like the old saying, what would Jesus do, for those of you that are religious, but they would literally say, like, what would Lynn do? And so you saying that, I was like, dang, I need to bring back that saying. But when you were also talking about it, I literally just saw my favorite news feed, obviously, a little reel with Matthew McConaughey, who I adore. And he's so wise. And he was talking about giving it your all and about how that you should always give it your all, regardless if you fail, if you succeed. That way you can never come back and say, what if, right? And I feel like that is very in alignment with like living in your badassery. If you're always giving it your all for that particular task, person, place, thing, whatever it is, like, to me, that is maximizing your badassery, because you're like fully invested, you're fully present, and there's no question, right? You're diving, you're taking that leap, which I think is the quintessential like entrepreneurial hang up, but also like what makes the entrepreneur an entrepreneur, like take the step towards entrepreneurship, is that leap. Like, even if they're uncertain, they're making that leap. And I feel like that is definitely like a part of like truly living in your glorious badassery.
Yes. And I mean, also from your favorite news feed, and I don't know where I saw this on Instagram, and I don't even know if I saw it on Instagram. However, there was another quote about giving it your all that I thought was so great for when you don't feel like you have anything to give. And it was, even if all you have to give is 5% or 10% or 30%, that's all you have left in you to give, give 100% to that 5%. And then you'll be that much further along. And it doesn't have to be, I'm always 100% all the time, I'm go, 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 go. It's when you're putting in that action, put 100% into that action when you're in it. So even if all you have left to give in your day, like you just have 1% to dedicate towards that badassery you're going for, give 100% to that 1%. And that's still going to be way more than what most people are giving.
And I love that too. You know, that reminds me of a conversation I just had yesterday. It feels like I have this conversation quite often lately about like how superficial and disconnected we have become, not just to each other, but to the things in our life. Like, and you would think post-COVID that things would become more meaningful. And I am making a blanket statement. I'm not saying everybody is like this. However, I have conversations all the time with people who are like, oh, I just don't feel connected, I don't feel this. And it's because, and I literally just gave a talk and I called out the people in the room, because one of the things I was talking about was connection and about living in the present. And when I was looking, it was a Rotary presentation. When I looked around the room when the president was speaking, there was like 8 people or so on their phones, and they were just like not present in the room. And so when I got there, I was talking about connection. I said, you know, I was looking around the room and I saw like 8 of you like on your phones. Like right now you're being respectful and your eyes are on me. So that means you're giving more, but are you really truly present? Is your mind here? Are you getting the most out of savoring this moment? And I think that that goes into what you're saying. Like, even if you are just strapped, and you only have that 2% left in your tank, what are you going to do with it to make the most of that 2%? And to make sure that you, and not all of us regret, like I'm not a person who has regrets, regardless if I'm given 100% or not. And it's definitely something I try to lean more into when I'm doing things. However, yeah, I think that like being present, like truly, truly like, not being superficial or just going through the moves is going to help you be more in your badassery and or the pursuit of your badassery.
And along those lines, being in the pursuit of your badassery, again, we mentioned this at the beginning, you've got to know what that is.
Like, yes.
What is badass to you? Like, do the data dump. Think, if you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter how straight your track is, you're never going to get to where you want to go because you don't even know where the destination is. You don't know what you're trying to do. And I know it's all about the journey, not the destination, et cetera, et cetera. But you got to go somewhere and you got to have some goals and you have to have something that really is driving you forward. Otherwise, you're just living the same year over and over and calling it a life. And that's not something that we want to do. We want to fully embrace. And from a personal and from a business standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, from a creative standpoint, from whatever is important and lights up your life, you want to have that feeling that you are achieving your optimum and whatever that is defined by you. It doesn't mean that it's the same standards that Lynn and I have for ourselves, or, and even my standards for some things are completely off from what Lynn's standards are for them. Like, we have very different, I know it seems sometimes that we're like the same person, but we have very different, our core values are very similar, but there's a lot of things in our lives that are very important, that are very important to Lynn, that aren't as important to me, and vice versa. And, you know, but we have to define that for ourselves. That's part of understanding your badassery, is knowing what is important to you and where you want to go with it and how important that is to get there and what you're willing to work for, what you're willing to sacrifice for. And that's another thing that sets the entrepreneur apart, that so many people aren't really willing to sacrifice for that end goal. But if you're going to be badass, there's going to be things you sacrifice, whether that's a positive or a negative in your mind. But there's things you sacrifice, whether that's time, energy, money. There's all sorts of ways to sacrifice. But if you're really living in that badassery and you really want it and you really are trying to strive for it, you have to make choices. But you can't make those choices if you don't even know where you're going.
Yeah. So, And if you're okay being in your comfort zone, because making choices like that is definitely pushing you out of your comfort zone. And that's where growth happens. I love all of these points. So just to recap before we continue going, like, first identifying what your badassery is, then setting goals and structure around accomplishing that, getting really clear on what that path looks like. And I would add also, you are the company that you keep. When we're on the pursuit of badassery, and this is something that Amanda and I have spoke about a few times, but I was literally at another networking event just the other day, and it doesn't matter when this podcast comes out, how far in advance we record them, I'm always at a networking event, it feels like. But in my 45-second commercial, I listed off about 10 accomplishments for the people in the room who didn't really know me, because it was about, you know, putting people in our Get Shit Done workshop, one of our signature workshops that we do live and virtual. And I was talking about, but I named off all of these things that that I had gotten done, and, you know, including writing and publishing 2 books in the last year, and actually 3 books. We've actually published and wrote 4 books in the last year and a half, Amanda and I. And there's 2 parts of this. One is, if I didn't have Amanda with me and vice versa, we've had this conversation, like, we might not have been able to get as far as what we have with that particular goal. There's many other ones that we've accomplished, et cetera, but we do two things. One, we are energy and inspiration for each other, right? So it's good to have somebody to bounce ideas off of, do it together. So that way we're not alone, because entrepreneurship can definitely be lonely. But the other aspect is that we are not each other's yes people. We hold each other accountable. We make commitments to one another and to ourselves, and we call each other out on that shit. And I think that that's really important on the pursuit of badassery, is once you are the company that you keep for a few different reasons, if you're aligning with media, then you're going to be mediocre. You're going to be mediocre. Jesus. Anyway.
Okay, I'm the grammar Nazi.
I was like, that doesn't make sense. Bloopers, but it stays in. But if you're aligning yourself, and we just had this conversation with a podcast interview that we did last night, that if you are always the smartest person in the room, you're not getting smarter, right? So really being mindful of the people that you keep, but then also like, who's keeping you accountable besides yourself? It's great if you have self-accountability. However, having outside accountability, especially when you are making money moves. And right now in 2024, because this is when this podcast comes out, I love the little memes that are about mob wife era. I do love that. I think back in the day, I wanted to be a mob wife when I was young. That was the only time I wanted to get married. I thought I was going to grow up and marry a mobster. Another podcast. For another
too
day.
Close to my Italian heritage. Woo.
Thanks. I remember them coming when all the deaths happened in our family, or the family gatherings, all of them came from New York and they were all dressed in their fine Italian suits. Yeah. Anywho, memories. With that being said, like making sure that you are surrounding yourself with the right people to help you get to where you want to go. It's like dressing for the part. Don't dress in scrubs if you want to be a prince or a king, right? Or a queen. Or princess, don't be dressing in like dressing down, dress up for what you want. And that's the same thing with the people that you keep, but also making sure that they're able to help hold you accountable in the ways that you need. It's like having a great coach. I've had many coaches, and Amanda can definitely speak to this because this was her industry for decades, or at least a decade, but I've had many coaches throughout my years, and those that I got the most out of knew how to hold me accountable and motivate me in the way I needed it, not in their like cookie cutter way, not in the way that they did the rest of the team, but they had that individualized accountability that really lit a fire underneath me. And so that's what you need on the pursuit of badassery, because you're making money moves, babes. Like you're making money moves.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's funny, the five people, and they say that you are the five people that you hang out with the most. You don't want to be the smartest in the room. And if you think you always are the smartest person in the room, either you're in the wrong room or you have a really twisted mindset about what makes you better than everybody else. Maybe that's not twisted. That's maybe a harsh word. But if you constantly feel like you're the best one there, you might need to reevaluate why that is. Are you in the wrong room, or are you projecting your superiority on the rest of the room? Or are you not identifying the strengths of the other people and instead comparing them to your strengths? Because maybe you're in a room of five brilliant people and you're the best at your one thing and somebody else is the best at their one thing, but they're crappy at yours. And so therefore you look down on them because they're not as smart as you, but they're smart in a different way. So you really need to, and that's one of the best things about networking, is finding those people who will lift you up in the areas that you are not good at, because there are many areas, no matter how good you are, no matter how accomplished, there is always going to be a weak side. There's always going to be things that you're not as good at. There are many things that I'm not very good at, and there are many things I'm great at. So it's finding that juxtaposition, finding that complementary grouping that you can really grow together, and you can advise each other in a way that isn't, you know, just giving everything you want. We don't want, yes, ma'am. We don't want just this constant placating everything you want. We want some people who are really going to challenge you and help you grow to where you really need to be.
Badass. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh man, I feel like I can go on. What's another one? What's another thing that you think is a must in the pursuit of badassery, regardless of life or business?
I think you need to go for way more than you think. I think being badass is going for the big goals, going for the big, huge, giant things that everybody else thinks you're ridiculous for. Because anybody can make their goal to, I don't know, balance their checkbook every month, which is not easy for everybody. A lot of people, do people even use checks anymore? The point is, there are small goals that you can want to have just because they're more practical goals. But I think one of the biggest mistakes people are making these days is that they make goals based on what they think they can achieve. They're not making goals that challenge them to achieve more and make them excited to wake up in the morning. It's just like, well, this is a goal I can achieve. And I think that this is like the bastardization of the SMART goals theory. So when SMART goals came out, and I love SMART goals, that measurable side, that attainable. So the A in SMART is attainable. And I think people, instead of using that as a tool to help them get what they want, they're slapping that attainable word on there, be like, oh, well, this is what I can do, instead of trying harder to do better and to make those goals bigger so that you could still attain them. It just might take you a little bit more work. And I think I think being badass is not being afraid to make those huge goals for yourself. Ridiculous things that people look at you and tell you to your face multiple times a week, even, that you're crazy, that you have too much energy, that you're too much, that that's never going to happen. That happens to me all the time. And if I listened to the people who told me that I was being too much or too motivated, or what's the one I heard this last December that was too driven. That's what I heard, that I was too driven. And I just laughed at it. I was like, okay, that's a great thing to be. I am too driven. I'm too driven for my britches, and I'm glad about it. However, if you're going to be badass, you've got to be driven. You've got to go for the big things. You can't just sit around and hope that things come to you and then just strive for what everybody else thinks is attainable, because what your neighbor thinks is attainable to you could be just like, I could do that in 5 minutes. And what they think is a huge giant goal, I might think is something I could do in a week. So again, it's knowing yourself. Like, what are your expectations of yourself? What are your goals for yourself? It's not what anybody else thinks. And when you find a big goal, go bigger. If it doesn't scare you, if it doesn't make you a little bit like, ooh, this, if it doesn't make you think twice about whether or not you have it in you to do it, I'm not sure it's big enough. I'm just not sure it's big enough.
I would definitely agree. The other thing I would add to that, there were two, but I got lost in what you were saying, and it totally escaped me. But the one thing I want to drive home, and you kind of touched on it in there, but I definitely want to pull it out, is taking action. It is really important for you to, when you're on the pursuit of badassery, it is a pursuit. It's proactive. It is putting in action. It is a little bit of forethought. I remember the other one, a little bit of forethought, but it is action, action, action. And that's where a lot of individuals, like, they want, and this is no throw in shade, but you want the riches, you want to be a kajillionaire, you want to sell 10,000, courses overnight or whatever, but you're not putting in the work. You're not rolling up your sleeves. And I know we've done a podcast about hustle, and we believe in it. We don't think that you need to do it at the detriment of yourself. However, there is action, everyday consistent action, making the sacrifices for today to reap the rewards tomorrow. And that is very much for sustainable business and, or even life, like, make it, even if you look at your personal relationship, sometimes you have to make sacrifices, but there's daily actions or engagement that needs to happen in order to make that thrive. Look at a plant, very few plants you can throw on the ground and say, good luck, and walk away. No, you have to nurture it. You have to water it. You have to weed around it. You have to pay attention to it. Same thing with business and life. The other thing is too, that I think, Amanda, we're really good at it. I think sometimes I don't know. You'll have to tell me, is I think that on the pursuit of badassery, there is an essence of just leaping without knowing that the footing is there. And I think about like the chapter I wrote in one of our books about when I was in Cowsuck with those friends, and they were like, holy shit, you just like scaled down that like 100 waterfall. Meters waterfall without, they're like, it was impressive. I was like, yeah, I didn't think, I just did. Like, and I know that I can do that. I can get into those modes sometimes to kind of like get through something, but I will tell you, it is an asset that is really, really served me on my pursuit of badassery, but to not think, just do. And I'm not saying that there isn't a little bit of thought that goes into it, but the second we get into our heads and we start to overthink and overanalyze and over plan out, it can suck out the fun. It can take away the meaning. It can alter our pursuit or slow us down. So there is a nice mix of both, but definitely don't think, just go. Like, there's a lot of that, I think, in the pursuit of badassery. At least that served me. I don't know how you feel about that.
Oh, no. I don't know if this, it may be partially to do with our behavioral style.
Yeah, I think so.
ID, for those of you who know the DISC assessment, and we are going to go over that in our podcast coming up, but I'm a high D, which basically means that I am an action taker, task-oriented. I'm fast thinking, fast doing. So I absolutely will jump into things. And I recently had this discussion with my sister, who is an examiner. So like she's examiner nurturer. So like not, she's much more slow to think. She's more caring about relationships and researches to the cows come home. And she has so much concentration and energy on researching. I wish sometimes, based on my track record of jumping into, let's say, for example, very large stock purchases that jumped in my face and smacked me around a bit. That's very, very rough financial choices when we had that big crash a decade ago or whatever. So I have lost a lot of money because I jumped in without really researching, but I've also earned a lot of money because I jumped into things and didn't really think about it and just put in the action. So I absolutely leap and then just assume I'm either going to grow wings or there'll be a mattress at the bottom or I will figure it out. So, and I definitely, and it's one of my favorite quotes actually. And I always butcher it. I feel like I've quoted this quote wrong for 20 years, but it's, when a bird lands on a branch, it doesn't rely on the branch to hold it because it doesn't have faith in the branch. It has faith in its own wings. And it's the same concept here, that wherever I'm jumping, wherever I'm going, I don't have faith that that thing's going to work out for me. I'm too pessimistic to assume things are going to work out. However, I'm realistic.
Well, she is. I say, oh,
I am. I'm way too pessimistic.
Not much better though. We'll say that. Anyway.
I'm not better, but I'm a pessimist. I will always assume it's going to go wrong. However, I trust that I will make it go right.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter what is thrown at me. And there have been some doozies, folks, that I will probably never talk about because I'm way too reserved and I'll never be that vulnerable. However, some very rough scenarios have come up to me, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money I lose, how much pride I lose. I will always come back to the fact that I will save myself in the end. I will come back. I will bounce back. I will have an idea. I will put in the action to get back on my feet and better every time.
Yeah. Yeah. In reflection, you are, I think we balance each other out, because there have been a couple of times I'm like, whoa, Amanda, like, scale back. But I'm more of like hyper focus. That's why I want us to like not take on those opportunities. So it's interesting. You're absolutely correct. We're both. And I will say, when I was sitting there listening to you, and I don't know if I've had this like aha moment before, but I know a lot of that for me, because it is about like, I do have a little bit of faith in the universe, right? So the manifestation part, that is definitely a part, but I do trust that I will figure it out. And that definitely comes from probably behavioral self, absolutely, but also it was a survival tool. And it's just kind of like I have a little aha moment in where it's hindered me as well. So a little bit of self-work, thanks for that, Amanda, that I need to do. But these are kind of like all of our ideas of the pursuit of badassery. Like, we can go on and on and on. It is something that obviously we're passionate about, hence the name of all of our books. And the Badass Amplifier, which is now a program that we are offering several times a year. Cohorts are coming out soon. So make sure you're jumping into the Badass Amplifier on the badassamplifier.com website. We'll have more in the show notes about that. Check it out. It is, we can be that support system for you for all of these and more about living your best badass life. But at the end of the day, you have to make that choice. You have to make that choice.
And you have to want it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can't want it for you. And that's been a challenging one for me as a business consultant. That I can't want your business to succeed more than you. I can't want you to get where you want to go more than you. I mean, I can, I do often, but it's never going to work the way you want it to with just my intentions.
No, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink. You can show them the door, but we can't. I mean, I can push you through it, but that doesn't mean that you're going to stay on the other side. So, yeah.
Or land on your feet once I push it through.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, we can shove the horse's face in the water, but it might drown.
That's so true. I'm totally going to shove the horse's face in the water. That's me. That's me.
Okay. We'll stop. All right. So, we want to know, what is your idea or your definition of the pursuit of badassery? Like, what is that life mean to you? And I love enjoying the journey. Like, it has been a difficult one at times, but this is why the pursuit of badassery is so meaningful to me and to Amanda, because we do believe in the journey. It's not the end destination. The end destinations are great, but there's always going to be more and more and more. So what is your pursuit to badassery? What does that mean to you, and why is it so important to you? We'd love to hear it in the comments.
Absolutely. And if this resonates with you, you're our people. And if this resonates with somebody, you know, tag them. Let's talk about it, because we want to meet them. We want to talk to you guys. We want to share these ideas. We want to help you reach your badass levels, whatever that means to you, and, you know, take you on the ride with us.
Absolutely. And if you have not hit that subscribe button yet on Spotify or on YouTube, so if you're listening to us on Spotify, you can watch our lovely faces on YouTube as well, and both, or vice versa, but hit subscribe. We definitely have our goal for subscribers this year. So please go ahead and hit subscribe. Help us hit our goals. I can't remember them off the top of my head because it feels like it's already been like a full day and it's only 10 a.m. But with that being said, till next time.
Get after it.
All right, everyone, it's not enough to just listen.
Now you've got to put it into action.
We are so excited to see what you do next.
If you enjoyed our show, please leave us a review on iTunes.
And to find out more about what we're doing, visit us at thepursuitofbadassery.com.